Over the last few weeks, Milwaukee school leaders in K-12 and higher education have been putting final touches on their plans for the fall. What many of them did not know, however, is that the decision about reopening schools might be out of their hands. The Milwaukee Health Department quietly changed its restrictions on school openings in late June, when the city moved into Phase 4 of its coronavirus safety plan. In-person school with distancing measures was originally allowed in Phase 4, but without giving notice, the health department bumped school reopening to Phase 5. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
It appears that when the Milwaukee Health Department changed its criteria for school reopening, it didn't tell schools.
I was stunned and disappointed.
Henry Tyson is superintendent at St. Marcus Lutheran School, a private voucher school that was planning to reopen for in-person classes. That is, until Tyson found out last week that the health department has barred schools from face-to-face learning.
I just could not believe that a change like that would be made without any public acknowledgement, when the health department must have known that was going to have a huge impact on schools that were planning on opening.
It wasn't just private K-12 schools that were blindsided. Leaders at Milwaukee colleges say they were not consulted about or notified of the change. Jeff Morin is president of Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design, which, like most area colleges, is planning a mix of in-person and online classes this fall.
Our plan has been to create a safe environment for students to be able to return to campus, to use the laboratories, to use the studios.
MIAD and a dozen other Milwaukee colleges and universities sent a letter to Mayor Tom Barrett on July 14th, asking for revisions to the health order. Morin says if MIAD isn't allowed to hold in-person classes, that could jeopardize student enrollment.
For some, this may be a qualifier in whether they decide to come back to the institution or not for the fall semester.
The city's largest educational institution, Milwaukee Public Schools, was also unaware of the health department changing its stance on school reopening, according to a spokesman. MPS decided last week to start the school year virtually, which is in line with the health department order. Under the order, schools couldn't hold in-person classes until the city moves to Phase 5. That would happen when a list of public health criteria are met, including a downward trend in the percent of positive COVID cases. Schools that were planning to reopen for in-person instruction are calling on the health department to reconsider. Wisconsin Lutheran High School held a march to Mayor Barrett's house on Sunday. Principal Phil Lyrer says his school has a plan for masked, socially distanced in-person classes 5 days a week.
We've been following the science, and especially the American Academy of Pediatrics, who say that the best place for students to receive the most comprehensive education is in school, in front of live teachers, face-to-face instruction, and that's what we want to deliver.
Parents and students turned out for the march with signs saying school is essential. Ryan Book has a daughter at Wisconsin Lutheran.
You have to accept some amount of risk, and as parents, when you speak with your high school student, and talk to them about those things, you believe that the school is going to follow through with the things that they're doing to keep your child as safe as possible, then we feel like sending them back to school would be the right thing to do, especially in our private school setting.
The health department declined an interview for this story, saying Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik would answer questions at a press briefing Tuesday afternoon. The department says it will revisit its order once the CDC releases new guidelines on school reopening. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.